Hello, my name is Chris Johnson, and I got a fucking bug up my ass, and his name is fucking Cole Beasley. And maybe you're not a football fan. Maybe you don't live in Buffalo. Maybe you don't give a rat's ass about the NFL, and that's fine. But there's some piece of shit, some privileged white motherfucker named Cole Beasley that has a fucking problem. He doesn't want to abide by the Players Association rules for unvaccinated players. And I wouldn't really give a fuck what he did. My problem is he's not shutting the fuck up about it. Every fucking day, I fire up social media, I look down at my fucking text messages, I check a fucking news story, and I gotta see this fucking asshole running his goddamn mouth. It's nonstop. And here's another fucking problem I have. There's a small subset of the fucking population hailing this guy like he's some kind of a fucking hero. I know fucking people like this. Like, hey man, I'm really behind Cole Beasley for standing up for what he believes in. Did I miss the fucking part where Cole Beasley turned into fucking Rosa Parks here? Like he's actually fighting for a legitimate fucking cause? Like he's somehow advancing society here with his fucking numbnuts take? Cole Beasley is standing up for fucking nothing. Cole Beasley is whining because he doesn't like a fucking set of rules that his employer put on him. Cole Beasley plays in the NFL. He doesn't have to get vaccinated. There is no mandate for him to get vaccinated, but there's a set of rules in place that if he's not vaccinated, he has to abide by and he's got a fucking problem with it. Suck my balls! Then fucking quit, you fucking asshole. If you don't fucking abide by the fucking rules, then give up your $4.7 million salary and fucking go home and shut the fuck up. There are fucking hospital workers that are forced to take the fucking vaccine. And they don't have the fucking luxury to quit because they're not privileged white athletes. They don't have millions in the bank for playing a fucking game. They either fucking take the shot and go to work or they fucking go on unemployment. Or they can't even fucking do that anymore because states are taking that shit away. So they don't have that fucking option. They don't have that fucking choice. You're not a fucking hero because you're a fucking football player refusing to get the vaccine. Jesus fucking Christ. The fuck is the matter with these people? This whole fucking notion, too, that, like, he's standing up for what he believes in and he somehow should be fucking lauded for that. Dude, people stand up for what they believe in every fucking day. So why the fuck is Cole Beasley a fucking hero because he doesn't want to get a fucking shot? Check your fucking priorities if you're gonna fucking praise this meathead piece of shit. And here's my big problem with fucking Cole Beasley. Cole Beasley wants to ignore science. Cole Beasley can fucking ignore science. But he doesn't always ignore science because he's a fucking football player and he fucking busted up his leg last year and he took all kinds of fucking pain meds and shit. These motherfuckers put all kinds of shit into their fucking bodies so they can be the best fucking athlete possible. And he's a pussy about getting a fucking vaccine that millions of people have gotten. And I'm supposed to somehow give a shit and listen to his fucking complaints because a fucking union that he's a part of decided, hey, these are the fucking rules we're gonna fucking put in place. More than half the league is vaccinated too, asshole. So if it was put up to a fucking majority vote, you'd fucking lose. Tweeting out all kinds of shit. Like, what about the fucking flu? Did you guys care when it was the fucking flu? Can we fucking stop this comparison with COVID and the fucking flu? It's dumb as shit. You can fucking look up how many people have fucking died from the fucking flu. Over 600,000 people have died in America because of COVID. You can take a look over in India and see it fucking ravaging everybody. So it's 600,000 people in about 15 fucking months. You know how many people have died from the flu from 2010 to 2020? 359,000 in 10 fucking years. The two things are not fucking equal. It is a false equivalency. You know why people compare it to the flu? Because they're fucking dumb. Cole Beasley is a dumb motherfucker, and people defending him like he's a fucking hero, you are dumb fucking assholes. I'm fucking tired of listening to just fucking abject stupidity day after day after day, and I try to fucking avoid it. I stopped working at the radio station, so I didn't hear a fucking constant drumbeat of dumb shit from fucking phone callers, texters, and fucking tweeters, and fucking hosts, and all these dumb fucking ignorant assholes that I had to fucking listen to every fucking day. I just cut that out of my life. I got away from it. I fucking muted almost everybody on Facebook. I pay very little attention to people on Twitter, but this shit still just intrudes into my fucking life. I can't fucking avoid it because people like Cole Beasley just don't shut their fucking mouths about it. And he also said too, he's like, hey, this is a personal decision. Well, if it's such a personal fucking decision, why the fuck am I hearing about it? If it's so goddamn personal, why the fuck are you tweeting about it every 12 fucking seconds? You know what people generally do with personal stuff? They keep it to themselves. They keep it personal. Apparently in this guy's fucking world, personal decisions need to be fucking made into national fucking tweets day after day after day. You know what else pisses me off about this whole goddamn thing? You know, people respond to his tweets and he's being a fucking prick back to him. Just a fucking insufferable fucking douchebag when he's responding to everybody. Just your classic ignorant dick. And people are like, hey man, it's free speech. Who the fuck said anything about free speech? Why the fuck does anytime anybody gets criticized for saying something fucking stupid, does some other dumb motherfucker bring up free speech? As if this is a fucking free speech issue. Nobody's saying he can't be a fucking idiot. Nobody's saying he can't say what he's fucking saying. But if you're gonna say something that fucking dumb, you're gonna get fucking criticized for it. So only he has free speech? Not the people criticizing him, they don't have free speech? It only extends one way? And here's another fucking thing that just burns my fucking ass about this. There's plenty of people that I've seen supporting this asshole that in other situations, they like to say, stick to sports. I don't want to hear fucking sports people talk about their fucking opinions on shit. Unless it's something like this and you fucking agree with it. Then they fucking stick to sports and shut up and dribble. That shit just goes by the wayside now, doesn't it? Society is a fucking cesspool, and I'm fucking sick of it. I'm sick of the fucking stupidity. I'm sick of the fucking anti-intellectualism. I'm sick of only believing in science half the time. Painkillers? Broken leg? I believe in science there. Vaccine? I don't believe in science there. The reason I hate Cole Beasley, aside from him never shutting his fucking mouth, is he's a selfish fucking asshole. When you don't take the vaccine, you put other people at risk. People who might not be able to get the fucking vaccine. We live in a fucking society, and you should give a shit about your fellow fucking man. And if you don't, you're a fucking prick. End of story. Refusing to get the vaccine doesn't mean you're fucking Martin Luther King. It means you're a privileged fucking athlete douchebag. So if you're gonna fucking threaten to quit, just shut the fuck up and quit. And fuck off. And fuck off for all you douchebags defending him too. Go fuck yourself. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. Podbean, Apple Podcast, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Spotify, wherever the fuck you want to get this. I'm on Facebook too, right in my timeline. Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, and on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes.